Welcome, everybody, to the Thursday, August 10th closed session meeting in the parking lot. And we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance right now. Closed session. So, all right. I'd like to read the agenda to you. We have four items for discussion for the closed session. Pending litigation, which lists a series of lawsuits, approximately 15 lawsuits on your agenda. You can read them, all pursuant to Government Code 54956.9B. And if you're at home watching, you can come to the office, and it's also listed online. Item B, anticipated litigation, Government Code 54956.9B. We will be meeting in closed session pursuant to these codes to confer with legal counsel with regard to the following matter of potential litigation. One matter, 54956.9C. Real estate, we'll be meeting in closed session to discuss with Dan Blesky, its property negotiator, who will be on the phone pursuant to Government Code 54956.8 with regard to negotiations with J.H. Edwards Company, district property, parcel number 074229017, 074022073, and 074022074. We'll also be discussing potential acquisition in an interest in real property, APN 067011022. For negotiations with the owner of such property. Personnel actions under item D, we'll be discussing interim general manager performance evaluation and public employment interim general manager. And at this time, I'd like to take public comment. Who would like to speak? Come on up.
Good evening. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Al Beryl. Any SLO County taker over the wastewater project will leave Los Osos virtually defenseless with the embedded debt touted to be over $40 million. Los Osos must keep the project if it is to be affordable and reasonable. Multiple studies have recently emerged that show a countywide sewer will not solve the nitrate problems in the aquifer, which is coming from sources other than septic systems. That is clearly shown in Paradise, California, a town of 26,000 population on septics with 2 milligrams per liter nitrogen in their groundwater, well below the drinking water standards, with different geology and no nitrogen-fixing flora. Lawsuits. More sampling results as recent as last week show the nitrogen is not coming from our septic systems, with more at the labs now. The question is, what will clean up the groundwater in Los Osos if a sewer won't? California Department of Health okay the upper aquifer water for human consumption, according to the Los Osos Water Department head, George Milanis, at last night's water ops meeting. If it's not polluted and we can drink it, what do we need a sewer for? Well, do we need a community-wide sewer, as the U.S. EPA stated in 1994 we do not need? Then who does? The developers that want the Regional Water Quality Control Board to lift the building moratorium. That's how simple it is. The following is the clearest evidence yet that the Los Osos septic tanks are not polluting. Three independent studies came to the same conclusion. There is no proof that our septics are guilty of polluting the groundwater. This evidence also runs contrary to the claims, and I'm about finished, on which the Blakeslee legislation is founded. If we can...
My comments deal with the sale of the Tri-W to Jeff Edwards. I believe fervently, and I've talked to a lot of people that also believe, that we should sell the Tri-W property. But my concern is that we attach enforceable, and I mean enforceable, conditions, restrictions on that property, so it cannot be sold back to the county and used against us at Tri-W, or the sewer at Tri-W, and that the CSD board will divulge to us ahead of time, ahead of the actual sale, what the conditions are, so that we have a chance to comment on those conditions, because we don't want to be just sold down the river. We want to have a input, something that we will say, we think that you're doing the right thing. We want you to do the right thing. Please do the right thing. Give us the information ahead of the sale. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Payne, are you next?
Good evening. I'm Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos. I have in big capital letters here, sell the Tri-W. I don't care who to. Someone who has property between there and the bay would be motivated to keep a wastewater treatment plant out of there. The other reason I say, the main reason I say sell it, is that this legislation that Blakeslee's doing, where we've been told that everything in bold print is already law, is not law. That's a lie. Right at the beginning of that legislation, it says, 61105 is law, and it will be amended in sections 1, 2, 5, 7, 8, 9, 13, 28, and added are 36.8 and 36.16. Just to give you a hint there, section 5 says the Water Conservation District Act of Chapter 1294 of the status of 1945, as amended by the Chapter 584 of the statutes of 1975, is amended to read in bold print, colon. I got to get my glasses. It's a district. Flood control and integrated water management district is hereby amended to be, is hereby declared to be a corporate, politic, and as such, in addition to the other powers vested in it by this act already, the powers to do all of the following. And there's about three pages for the water rights they used to have that the county assessed them with taxes to buy it from them. Okay, maybe a lot of those little water companies in the northern part of the county better look this over, as well as the CSD and the FOMO. Time's up. Thank you.
Ms. Albright, would you like to come next so you don't have to stand? Please do. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Joyce Albright, Los Osos. God seems to have answered Los Osos' prayers. The CSD was stopped from selling the property last week, but now it is back on their agenda. And they have sent a letter to the Coastal Commission suggesting there might be flaws in the Tri-W project permit, and rescission of that permit might be in order. Gotta hand it to you guys. Always thinking of ways to circumvent the system, aren't you? There is apparently nothing, no matter how low you will do, to keep the Tri-W site out of consideration, even though a vastly shrinking number of people support your view. So what else are you discussing in closed session tonight? Have you hired the bankruptcy attorneys you are considering? Will you be discussing this in closed session? And if so, why is it not on the agenda? And exactly when do you intend to file for bankruptcy? Do you intend to let the rest of us in on it, or will it be business as usual, all in secret? Oh, and how do you intend to pay the bankruptcy attorneys? Perhaps out of your own pockets, since you are responsible for the disappearance of all our money? Fat chance. It is apparent you intend to suck every penny from every fund.
Two corrections. Ms. Albright did say that something was in the Coastal Commission letter. She's absolutely incorrect about what she said. That's not a truth. And we did deal with the attorney, Mr. Michelson's firm, last week, and we did announce that out of closed session. Mr. Bearden?
Don Bearden, Los Osos. I understand your need to sell the Tri-W site. You have no more money. You have managed to squander all of our money with payoffs to your lawyer friends. You have stolen the money out of the swimming pool fund by moving those funds to a vulnerable account. Nobody knows how much money you have squandered from the fire funds and from the water funds. The lawsuits, both for and against the CSD, are driving us broke. When are you going to learn that all these lawsuits help no one but the lawyers? Los Osos cannot afford to keep trying to build a wastewater treatment plant. The Los Osos CSD is not capable of managing such a project. The county is. The Tri-W site is the fastest and therefore the cheapest solution. If you sell a Tri-W site, do you plan to give us our money back? Thank you.
Put any money out.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Neller, would you like to speak next?
Hi, Sylvia Neller, Cuesta by the Sea. And if there's a chance to sell the Tri-W site, Pable, so that the county will have it to look at, to be able to choose among other things. I haven't talked to this person, so I don't know if this is true or not. I have no objection to anybody changing their mind. I would want them to tell me. If they have changed their mind, I would like for them to step down, because this is not what they were voted in for. And I'll make the rest of my complaints at the next time when we can talk about anything we want to.
Mr. Denker, would you like to speak?
Good evening, President Schicker and board. My name is Stuart Denker. My wife and I have lived in Baywood Park for 8 years. It is apparent to board watchers that some of you, board members, have been eager to sell the Tri-W property and the Broderson site since well before the recall election of last fall. In your minds, there are no legal, ethical, or moral injunctions against the consummation of this land sale. You've heard the counter opinions of both the state and the county, and I believe also Assemblyman Blakesley. Despite the protestations of the putative, willing buyer and your desires to remove Tri-W once and for all from the table as a possible site for a wastewater treatment facility, further consideration of the sale must be halted. There is no fully approved alternative wastewater treatment project plan. The Ripley report is still a concept that has yet to be subjected to a thorough peer review analysis. And until the county and the state also approve it, the land known as Tri-W must be held on to. I thank you.
Thank you, sir. Selling the Tri-W site does not take it off. Selling the Tri-W site does not make it off the table. Every other site that we're looking at for a wastewater treatment plant, we do not own. You can evaluate all sites through CEQA and environmental, preferably if you don't own the sites first. Thank you. Ms. Owen.
Lindy Owen, Prohibition Zone. I find it very saddening that the taxpayers watch failed to really listen to what the Ripley explanation was. Both the money, the saving $76 million doesn't seem to be of any interest to them. The Tri-W property was bought with bond money for the development and purchase of the land for a future sewer site. So I would propose that we do look at selling it, because this county has been bankrupt by the past CSD and currently by Taxpayers Watch, who can find that it's a great way to go to add debt to our community and try to bankrupt our CSD. So I, if they want bankruptcy, I propose we bankrupt ourselves, because it's the only protection we have against the lawsuits that we could win in court if we had the financial backing. Legislation is resume with those contractors, and somehow we'll absorb their fines and all the mess that they left us with, and somehow we will go back to building the infrastructure. Unfortunately, the infrastructure leads towards Tri-W. You can't change the direction of the pipes, and the only idea would be to put all that raw sewage in the middle of town and then truck it back outside of town where it belonged in the first place and where it can be broken down and we can re-inject water so that we have water, too. The growth is not going to happen here until we get water, and I know that those that live here maybe don't care about that. Those who would like to develop their lots should be a little upset at the obstruction that's going on here because it's holding everything up. Have you ever heard about green building? Have you ever heard about alternative methods of doing things? This is not the dark ages. That's what the technology you support is. And it's just pitiful that you can't open up your eyes and do a little bit more reading and pay attention to what the potential here is. One-third the energy, possibly one-third the cost, and a sewer plant outside of town. Sounds good to me.
Who else would like to speak? Anybody else want to speak? Mr. Dugan?
Dave Dugan, did you say that we can't electioneer? So I can't talk about Bruce Gibson being the better candidate?
No, come on.
Okay. There's a lot of talk about selling Tri-W. After hearing Sam Blakesley this morning on the radio talking about how he's going to put the wording of new amendments into the bill, I thought, well, there's going to be a chance that we can live within the framework of 2701. And if he holds true to his word, we're going to have to do it anyhow because I believe that bill is going to be passed. And it's going to be passed. There's a lot of water right action going on there. Being on the water committee, an alternate. We had a good talk last night about water. Water is the product, not the byproduct. It's the thing people buy. And they're going after water rights. So be aware of that, okay? Lawsuits. It's not going to matter in a few weeks if the CSD is dissolved. But like the bill, LAFCO can put conditions on dissolution. And guess what? Those officers who were thinking that the county would end up with the debt, it doesn't have to. LAFCO can take care of that. They just have to pass a couple of resolutions. So the county is not going to assume our debt. And, well, sorry, Al, I can't push your campaign either. So other than that, I think you should sell. Get it out off the table. I think it's the only way you can defend yourself. And I'd rather do that than trying to fight with the county over a sewer plant going downtown. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cilio.
Frank Cilio, resident of Los Osos, back to committee. So she has a copy of those rules, and you can look at that. Now, the issues I want to bring forward now the information's over is that I look at that the group of people that's on the board ran for a purpose to move Tri-W. And if it's built on Tri-W for the same reason it was picked to begin with, then I think we've wasted tens of millions of dollars, wasted a lot of citizens' time, and hopefully that you will look forward to, as you said before, level the playing field and try to get any permits, including the coastal permit, revoked. Also consider, though I'm not in support of selling, but that's something, it's just a business part of it. You're going to need to move that way to be ready if you need to sell the property. That's what, if you're ready in that position to move quickly, because this bill's going to be moving quickly, before it's taken out of your hands, and you're not going to have any decision regarding that. The other one is the bankruptcy. I think that at this point, again, that's something very seriously to consider to be able to deal with the finances and the debt that the CSD has at this time. So hopefully you'll look at those three options and definitely move quickly on revoking all permits as soon as possible. Thank you.
Please come.
Hi, I'm Kathy Bonnet from Los Osos. I've missed a lot of the prior meetings. I was either out of town or didn't know about them. I strongly feel, in fact, I want to talk to you guys. I strongly feel that you should not sell the Tri-W site for a lot of reasons. First, financial. You'll be selling it at a time where you're weak. You're not going to get the best amount of money. That's the only asset this community has to pay off our bills, my bills. I'm going to be paying for the rest of my life, probably, for the decisions that you guys are making right now. Because I'm going to live here the rest of my life. I'm a lifer. Okay, financially, there's going to be lawsuits. You guys have to realize if you sell that, there's going to be lawsuits, and you're going to be paying more money to the lawyers. We don't want to pay any more. I know you guys don't want to pay more money to the lawyers. Thirdly, you pay that, you lose control over it. What's going to happen? They say, you know, I know he's saying he's going to build a pool, he's going to do all these things, but once it's his, you don't have any control over it. The worst thing I think could happen would be to build a bunch of houses that not one person that's in this parking lot right now could afford. Okay? Financially, I think it's foolish to sell it. Also, our goal is to get the best sewer for this community. I believe each one of you feel that way. Okay. And I believe each one of you want to have the best sewer for this community. You need to be able to advocate for us. If you sell this property, you're going to lose credibility with the people that you need to be advocating to. And I think that's a real big, as the prior board, going ahead with the project. And I want you to think about that. Because you've, and I don't know if it was right or wrong, okay? But I want you to think about that. Thanks.
Mr. Perlman, are you next? Would you like to speak? Looks like it. Looks like you're about this tall.
I brought a few props because it's fine for now. I'd like to, I'm facing the camera, but I'd like to address the board. You started on a good path. People believed in you. You received a mandate that is still a mandate. Measure B has failed in the court from the perspective of whether or not it can force the CSD to build a sewer one place or another, but it didn't fail in representing that there was a majority of people who wanted the sewer not to go in exactly as planned by the previous CSD. But there's a bigger picture here. This is the Morro Bay estuary. We have a larger responsibility. What's happened with the sewer is that the entire county, and I do mean by entire county meaning the people within it, have focused on the so-called problems that are happening in Los Osos and have actually ignored the estuary. We have well, no electioneering here, but somebody from Morro Bay keeps showing up and telling us how the pollution must stop and the state must this and the state must that. That's really not very useful to us. We've reached a certain point. It's up to you as a board to decide on the strategy that gets us further. But further, and you can go with the prop, further means something close to this Los Osos. There's Baywood Park. This is how people saw it way back then. And look, it's got a nice blue little thing right in the middle of town. And I don't know what that little blue thing is. I'm sure it's whatever it was, it's probably a park and not a sewer. In the last CSD meeting, someone brought up an interest in doing that. So you have to make your decisions based not on making everybody happy. You cannot make everybody happy. If you try to make everybody happy, you will become a perpetual victim. You must get some strength. And as far as the strength is concerned, here's a prop. So you want to do it. It's important to hold your proper the right way up. This bill here is all the roads lead to Tri-W. The county in the bill that's written right now has no responsibility to design a sewer. Therefore, the permitted sewer is what's going in. And that's not where the CSD should lead us to. Otherwise, the CSD has no value other than to supply street lighting to a small, let's call it Los Osos suburb. So, to emphasize my point, this one comes from the Los Osos Library. This is my viewed copy. It provides a good inclination to a strong woman who doesn't become a victim. This one is the virgin copy. Never been a
government. Different levels of government is to do whatever they want to do. They've ignored environmental issues. They've ignored technological issues. They've ignored affordability for sure and the welfare and the health of our people. We started off the County Planning Commission. We presented evidence why it's a bad plan. They ignored us. The county supports the soups. They ignored us. The Coastal Commission, the Technical Task Force, put out huge amounts of information saying this is a bad project. Technologically, it doesn't work. Environmentally, it's terrible. There's a lot of information. I mean, more than I started reading, my head started swimming because I'm not a technological kind of guy. But I can see there's lots and lots of reasons why it wasn't a good plan. They said, okay, go ahead. 83 conditions, go ahead and do it. The state and regional water boards, of course, said, hey, doesn't matter, it's not a good, we think it's a good plan. We show why we think it's not. They say, so what? Go do it. Noel King, the other day, with a little baby bill, baby ordinance that we tried to pass, said, no, we're just taking it as an advisory, as a policy decision, not an ordinance, not anything strong. So why if you guys really think that and really pass that? That wouldn't have mattered to the county. It wouldn't have mattered to Noel King. Finally, the Blakeslee bill itself, I think it clearly ignores our wishes, does not give us a voice at the table. It's not acceptable. So for those reasons, the site, the Tri-W site itself, has to be taken off the table because if it's on the table, the history of every government agency, every level of government, is to do what they think is good, which is contrary to what I think is good for the county, what is good for the Los Osos, and what I particularly personally think it's good. Our guys passed the statement of overriding considerations. They revoked it in a resolution last week. It's interesting. I was looking at the final EIR today. It says, after many months of analyzing alternatives and involving the public and key decision points, which isn't true, they try to mitigate in certain ways. What they tried to mitigate in wasn't going to happen. They tried to minimize the project's economic impact on property owners and customers by selecting technologies and facilities with low capital cost and high cost effectiveness. That didn't happen. Minimize adverse societal impacts by selecting appropriate technologies that minimize energy use and sludge production. We know that didn't happen. And finally, to enhance, it says, quote from number 14, enhance Los Osos' sense of community by providing the opportunity for aesthetically pleasing multi-use facilities that include amenities such as trails, bikeways, and open space. If the government has hold of Tri-W, I'm afraid they'll do this. Thank you.
Mr. Jones.
Michael Jones, Los Osos. First, I want to thank Bo and Lacey Cooper for facilitating weekly citizen committee on the proposed Blakeslee legislation. I also want to thank the many constituents of yours who have come together Monday night after Monday night to develop our collective voice on decisions that are being made that will impact the future of Los Osos and the generations to come. Your job as members of the CSD is to represent our voice. Last summer, the good people of Los Osos worked hours on end, day after day and night after night, cutting flyers, stuff mandated by the AB 2701. Another option is abandoning the coastal development permit. The Ripley plan is different and will probably require new and different permits anyway, and I think that's another option. There are still many things that can be done. I came down here tonight to remind you of your promise and ask you to do something. Trust the county just doesn't cut it for me. It's not enough. I think it was very odd last week when Noel King from the county sat and waited till 1:30 a.m. to speak out against a Tri-W siting ordinance, accusing you that a yes vote would be acting in bad faith. Yet the following evening at 6 p.m. when Ripley gave his presentation, at a much more reasonable hour to be awake and alert, Noel King was nowhere to be found. Who is acting in bad faith here? In my mind, there is only one way the CSD can act in bad faith. This would be to turn your back on your constituents and act in a manner that would facilitate the construction of a sewer at the Tri-W site. I will remind you one more time, you do not represent the county. You do not represent Sam Blakesley. You represent the people of Los Osos. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Michelle. Susan Saundershaw, and who could be against sustainability? What person would be against sustainability? What person would be against a plant that cost half as much for a community? What person would be against selling a property that is seven times more expensive than a property outside of town? How that would also save us operation and maintenance costs forever and ever. Something that would not be obsolete, would not require obsolescence, would be something that has been proven for centuries. Who could be against that? I am for selling Tri-W.
Ms. Hedges, did you want to speak?
Sandra Hedges, Los Osos.
I can turn around.
Sandra Hedges, Los Osos. I don't understand. I've lived here almost 35 years, and all we truly want is the same project that the county wanted 30 years ago, out of town. This project, nobody's going to be able to afford this project. The people on either side, because it's just going to be too expensive. I believe that we should sell that Tri-W site because I believe that we could get better things on it and we would be able to get more revenues from that property, which this town needs. And I don't blame our CSD because they didn't bring us in all this stuff. They were handed a plate of garbage when they took the job. They were just trying to get us something better. I can't help it that, I don't know, maybe you people that are against it, maybe you can afford it. How about giving us some money so we can afford it too? That'd be real nice. You guys think it's expensive now?
I don't, that Lisa doesn't agree with, she'll probably come up and speak behind me because that's the pattern that I've seen all evening. I'm going to amend my speech a little bit. There's one issue. There's people that believe that we need a sewer, that we're mandated by the state to have a sewer, and there's people that don't believe that. That's the only issue on the table that I continue to see here. Lisa will probably come up and say that's an untruth, but that's what I continue to see. Last week I came here to support the Regional Water Quality Board, which is a state agency. I came here to support the County Public Works Department, which is a county organization under the Board of Supervisors. They told the CSD not to sell the site. There's a possibility, again, that that's on the agenda. They didn't listen to those people. I'm not sure why, but I am sure why. Because there's people that do not want a sewer. That's the only issue that seems to drive people. I met with Assemblyman Blakesley. I think he now sees the people that he's dealt with. He thought he was dealing with people that actually honestly wanted to make a deal. That now is not true because people are in opposition to what Assembly Blakesley now believes is important for us to do, move forward and have the county take over the project. Selling the Tri-W site was paid for by citizens and taxpayers in this community. I, for one, wrote a check for $3,000. I sat before this microphone and asked Lisa to give me that money back. She told me she doesn't have that money anymore. That was my money. I voted for the site. and I spent my money to do that. But she unilaterally, the board has unilaterally made a decision. What other unilateral decisions are you going to continue to make? You are elected officials. Yet you go into closed sessions, make unilateral decisions, do not tell the community, and we find out afterwards. There's a possibility tonight that you'll make a unilateral decision to sell people's property that they bought with their taxpayers' money. There's only one issue on the table, folks. People that don't want a sewer and people that believe we have to have a sewer, that it's not healthy not to have a sewer. I've been before this community many times. I have concerns about the water quality. I'm concerned about drinking the water. I'm concerned about children playing in the water. I'm concerned about the future generations of this community. That's the decision that we have to make, is to have a sewer. The Tri-W site is paid for. It's already sited. It's been through the Coastal Commission. The EIR has been accepted. People can go around and around and around with this. All that has been accepted. Now I will allow Lisa to come up and disagree with me. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening.
Mr. Swanson?
Wow.
Keith Swanson, Los Osos. That money was spent already from the bond. There was less than $200,000 left when these guys took office. They started a wastewater project that we couldn't afford. And now they advocate to go back to that wastewater project, which is almost a year since they started it. And they think it's going to be better and cheaper. We were sold on better, faster, cheaper. That's not going to happen. You know how I feel about the Tri-W site? That's been your mantra. It's all that simple. We just cannot afford this sewer as it was designed, and it wasn't going to work. So I feel sorry for you guys. And the one thing that Noel King did say that night at 1 o'clock in the morning is he pointed over to the Tri-W site and said that was putting a round peg in a square hole.
Thank you. Ms. Watson, would you like to speak?
Elaine Watson, Los Osos. I just have a couple of quick comments. Keith Swanson is right. Moving the sewer has been our mantra for a long time for very good reasons that people have already talked about. It's the wrong design in the wrong place for the wrong price. We've talked about this for a long time, and we know this. We have the option of building something that's much closer to what this community needs in the Ripley Plan. AB 2701 does not serve Los Osos as it stands right now. We don't know if we're going to get the safeguards that would help us. In order to deal with the situation that we've got as it is right now, we need to neutralize Tri-W. We need to take it off the table, whatever that means, however that can be done. And whatever other steps and options that we can take to keep our local government, keep our community intact, and all the things that we've been striving for a long time now. If it's bankruptcy, if it's pulling the permits, whatever it is, I encourage the board to do what it takes to keep this community as it is.
Ms. Cooper?
Mm-hmm. Evening, Lacey Cooper. Oh, it's a famous Baywood fog that I love. It's a little chilly. I just want to agree with many of the speakers. Elaine was the last speaker. I agree with everything she said, and Keith and others. I'm kind of tired because I've been writing a letter up to Sacramento trying to get some changes to the bill so that it'll protect us. I want to say first that I really enjoyed the Ripley presentation last Friday. I thought it was excellent. Gave us a project update report on an actual sewer project. If any of the other people are listening, that was almost half the cost, and it used about one-third of the electricity, and it doesn't have the sludge problems. There's no place to put the sludge. I have no understanding of why people want to politicize this when a sewer would cost, the Ripley plant would cost almost half as much and use one-third of the electricity. When I was writing my letters, do you realize that in their estimate it was going to be over $300 a month, and the Ripley plan was going to be half of that amount. If you don't give a damn about how much you spend, at least give a damn about the people who are going to have to move out of this town because they can't afford over $300 a month. You know, I'm getting tired of the water board saying they don't have to worry about affordability. Well, they're under the Porter Cologne Act, and they should be following the law, and so should the county. And with this bill, the urgency ordinance on it is still intact, and you will not have the power to do squat. The other thing is you might want to think about revocation of the coastal permit because they look like they want to put the gravity collection system, and I see Ripley as an integrated system, a good system. And what are you going to do with the sludge if you are just doing raw sewage? It doesn't make any sense. And people need to come into the 21st century. These are proven technologies. They're doing it in Monterey. I don't know. Why don't you want a good sewer project? It's like stupid. So please, please try to get educated and don't waste our time and our money. And good luck to the board.
Who else would like to speak? Anybody else like to speak? I'm closing public comment. We'll see you next week. Thanks for coming. Good night.
Hey, Chuck. I'm asking you a question. This is a reason why you have to.